Robinhood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robinhood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is the 11th show in our series to bring you vital information and discussion of all sorts of health issues on your mind and in your life, from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. So first, let's clarify what osteopathic medicine means, as we always do. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the U.S. with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between structure and function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or between the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their relationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but it will always be founded on our gentle hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients, rather than merely finding illness and disease. Our practice has been especially effective for, but not limited to, musculoskeletal and other structural issues, as well as things like chronic headache, gastrointestinal problems, post-concussion syndrome, sleep disturbance, allergies, and many other health issues. We work together with you, the patient, to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as the solution for your health problems, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what's happening, as well as offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and to stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. Before we get started on today's topic, let me just remind you that you can listen to all of our prior Your Health shows online at your convenience, such as the back pain, nutrition, carpal tunnel, and concussion shows, by going to Robinhood Radio's website, then the on-demand section, then scroll down and select the Your Health shows, and then click the individual show by topic. One of the great wonders of modern technology. Well, it's summertime, and the living is easy, as the song goes. It's vacation season for many, with warm weather, time for sports and leisure, not to mention sleeping in, swimming, boating, or lounging around the pool or the lake, and walking here, there, and everywhere. That is, unless we have chronic hip pain, and then we can't seem to get comfortable no matter what we're doing. So we're going to talk about that today. Hip pain is often a nagging, deep ache. But there are so many different causes and manifestations of hip pain from person to person that we need to spend some time on the basic anatomy and function of the hip before we can get a better understanding of what all those causes and manifestations are and may mean. So what is a hip? Let's define exactly what we mean by a hip in the first place. The word hip is often vaguely and erroneously used to refer to various areas of the pelvis, low back, and upper thigh, but it is not those. The hip is the joint where your leg joins your pelvic girdle in the groin area. The hip is the specific joint between the rounded top of the thigh bone, your femur, and a receiving shallow pocket for that bone in your pelvic girdle, kind of like the ball in a ball and socket joint, with the receiving socket created at the intersection of the three pelvic bones, called the acetabulum. In addition to the bones and ligaments that connect the bones at the hip, there are many muscles involved in that hip joint, and so there are many, many opportunities for strains and twists and discomforts of all kinds, especially given that the hip is the joint that absorbs and translates the forces of the motion of the whole leg and foot into the body as a whole. Hips work hard. Remember from our last show that we take upwards of 4,000 steps a day, or upwards of 100 million steps in an entire lifetime. Each one of those steps requires an elegant and complicated coordination of all the muscles in the whole body, including the hip and its complex of muscles that span the trunk, pelvic girdle, and thigh. Not to mention, there is all the hip work we do, like squatting, kneeling, getting in and out of cars, chairs, and beds, sports like tennis, golf, swimming, cycling, hockey, football, soccer, riding, climbing, and stretching practices like yoga and tai chi. Anytime we use our legs at all, keep ourselves standing upright, or bend or balance our trunk, we depend on our hips. Whew, that sounds like basically everything we do all day, from getting up in the morning to lying back down to go to sleep. Hips have to be amazingly flexible, yet also strong and resilient. And for the most part, they are. The hip joint is a relatively shallow joint to allow for the extensive range of motion required for walking, running, squatting, kneeling, and all the things we humans do. Think of how far your hip has to open or flex just to allow for all those warm-up lunges, that full lotus yoga position, to get your leg over a horse or a bike, or do a full acrobatic split. Because of those kinds of demands, the hip joint is stabilized by a special ring of flexible connective tissue called the labrum that extends out of the acetabulum, remember that hip socket, and surrounds most of the edge of the ball of the femur in its socket. Surrounding all of that is a network of ligaments that create a flexible yet resilient capsule around the hip joint that also connects the femur to the pelvis, like a flexible tube that is stitched all around with one end at the femur and the other end to the pelvic girdle. There are more than 20 different muscles that connect to and articulate each hip joint. There are more than 20 different arteries associated with supplying each hip joint and all of these tissues. There are numerous veins and lymphatic vessels and nodes that remove and recirculate deoxygenated blood and lymph fluid from each hip joint and all of these associated tissues. Also associated with the hip joint and its capsule and its muscles are mobile little self-contained pads called bursa. These help the tissues to slide and glide over each other without friction, and therefore without pain and inflammation. Holy hips, Batman! That's a lot of important anatomy in there. So then what causes hip pain? Well, with all that anatomy, there are many, many causes of hip pain. We're going to limit our discussion today to hip pain in adults. And by hip pain, we're going to talk about pain in and around that hip joint itself. Today, we are not going to be addressing low back or pelvic pain. But people can confuse low back and related pain with hip pain. For example, people can have sacroiliac joint pain and confuse it with hip pain. The sacroiliac joint is the joint between the sacrum, that large inverted triangle of bone at the bottom of the back that floats between the two posterior pelvic bones, and the posterior pelvic bones called the ilia, hence the name sacroiliac joint. Sacroiliac, or SI, pain can cause pain in the general region of the hip as well as across the SI joint itself, but it's not directly due to hip problems per se. We talked about SI pain in the prior back pain shows, podcasts of which are available on the Robin Hood Radio website in the Your Health Show collection. So the most common causes of adult hip pain are muscle or ligament strains, tendinitis, which is inflammation of the muscle tendons that connect the muscles to their bones, bursitis, which is inflammation of one or more of the little bursa pads, and osteoarthritis, the kind of arthritis that commonly develops from wear and tear on the joints as we age. Less commonly, hairline fractures or chips out of any of the hip bones after a fall or other trauma can lead to hip pain and low back issues that can result in what we call referred pain in the hip, where the problem is actually in the back, but the associated nerves convey the pain signal to the brain, so it feels as if the problem is in the hip. It's important to realize that any joint pain can be the result of a serious problem like a tumor or degenerative nerves disease, so you should always have persistent joint pain examined by a physician. That said, today we will focus on the most common causes of adult hip pain, muscle or ligament strains, bursitis, tendinitis, and osteoarthritis. So first, let's talk about muscle or ligament strains. As we said, there are more than 20 different muscles and a host of ligaments. Ligaments are the tissue that connects bone to bone, directly involved in moving and stabilizing the hip joint as we walk, run, jump, stand, and change positions. And there are many, many more that are indirectly involved. Any one of these muscles or ligaments can be strained or torn when we overdo it with sports, with lifting, ladder work, or when we move suddenly after sitting or standing for a prolonged period, such as in a car, train, or plane. We usually strain a small set of muscles or ligament involved in a particular movement, but there are infinite possibilities for how we can strain our hip muscles and ligaments. Common muscle strains that can cause hip pain include strains of the hamstring muscles at the back of the thigh, the psoas that loops around the pelvis, or gluteal muscles. Bursitis or tendinitis can be a problem and cause hip pain as well. Bursae are the small jelly-like sacs that are located throughout the body, including around the shoulder, elbow, hip, knee, and heel. They contain a small amount of fluid and float between bones and soft tissues, acting as cushions to help reduce friction and improve the tissue's ability to slide one over the other. Bursitis is inflammation of a bursa. There are two major bursae in the hip that typically can become irritated and inflamed, generally due to overuse or a new kind of demand, as in the case of weekend warrior athletes. One bursa covers the outer bony point of the hip bone called the greater trochanter. Inflammation of this bursa is therefore called trochanteric bursitis. The other bursa, the iliopsoas bursa, sits on the inside, in other words, the groin side of the hip. When this bursa becomes inflamed, it is also hip bursitis, but the pain is felt more in the groin. This second kind of bursitis isn't nearly as common as trochanteric bursitis. Bursitis pain tends to be a burning pain made worse by using the joint, and the area is generally tender to the touch. Tendons, on the other hand, are the connective tissue slips that connect muscles to the bones they move or stabilize. Like bursa, they can become irritated and inflamed, also usually due to overuse or sudden use at a new level of demand. And they hurt. Hip tendonitis can occur in any of the tendons that surround the hip joint. The most frequently encountered hip tendonitis is iliotibial band tendonitis, which is due to irritation and inflammation of something called the iliotibial band, a thick band of fibrous tissue that runs along the outside of the leg from a small muscle near the hip called tensor fascia lata to the outer side of the leg bone just below the knee. But tendons for any of the hip muscles can become inflamed. This pain also tends to be a burning pain that grabs sharply when we use the affected joint and can also be tender to the touch, depending exactly on which tendons are affected. Then there's osteoarthritis, sometimes called OA for short. Arthritis means inflammation and irritation of a joint. Arth, relating to joint, and itis, meaning inflammation of. Osteoarthritis is the arthritis that generally comes on gradually with age and is due to gradual loss of the cushioning tissues and joint space in a joint and or accumulation of bony deposits in and around the joint that limit its motion and irritate the joint tissues, all potentially leading to inflammation and pain. Osteoarthritis can occur in any joint, and hips are prime territory for development of OA as we age. Hip osteoarthritis pain is typically a dull ache, often worse at night and any time after increased or prolonged use of the hip. And unlike bursitis and tendonitis, it is not generally tender to the touch. There are factors that may increase your risk of developing hip pain due to these most common causes, including age. Hip pain from osteoarthritis is most common from about 60-year-old on. Certain type of exercise. Activities and sports that place a lot of stress on your hips, like football, soccer, and hockey, can contribute to development of hip pain, particularly through chronic muscle strain, bursitis, and tendonitis. Obesity. Excess pounds put extra stress on your hips with every step in activity. Occupations that require long hours sitting in one place with little opportunity to change positions, or conversely, that require long hours standing. And lastly, a sedentary lifestyle that leads to deconditioning of the supportive muscles of the hip, back, and core so that daily activities place more strain on the hip joint itself. So how do we treat it? How do we deal with hip pain? For muscle strains, heat and rest with gentle mobilizing of the particular muscle affected and a gradual return to your usual activities. For bursitis and tendonitis, you can ice the affected area and you have to rest the joint. For osteoarthritis, again, resting the joint, alternating heat and ice, using an anti-inflammatory diet, and gentle mobilizing exercises for the hip. In extreme cases of osteoarthritis or other degenerative diseases of the hip joint itself that leave that joint irreparably compromised, joint replacement surgery can be a useful approach. And osteopathic treatment is an excellent approach to help with all of these problems, to alleviate pain, to heal, and to prevent them, because it addresses the root structural and anatomical causes that led to the development of the hip pain in the first place. A good osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine can be especially helpful for hip pain. How can the gentle hands-on work of an osteopathic physician help with hip pain? An osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine knows how to work gently and in detail and precisely with the intricate and extraordinary structure of your hips, knees, legs, pelvis, low back, and trunk. working with the bones, muscles, ligaments, tendons, bursae, and fascias to relieve inflammation and pain, improve range of motion of bones and muscles, optimize circulation and lymphatic drainage, and help your body restore your hip joints and all of the associated tissues to optimal structure and function, thereby not only helping to relieve the hip pain, but also help to prevent it. In addition to regular osteopathic treatment for your hips, here are some important tips for maintaining good hip health and avoiding chronic hip pain. Always stretch your hips, legs, including your hamstring muscles at the backs of your thighs, core, and back before and after exercise or other strenuous physical activity. Keep fit and active. Engage in regular exercises for strength and flexibility of the hips, legs, and back without straining. Avoid overly sedentary habits and try to change positions frequently in all your endeavors. Maintain proper nutrition and diet to maintain appropriate body weight and avoid obesity. Stay well hydrated to keep tissues flexible and healthy. So to review, hip pain can come on at any stage of life. The most common causes of otherwise healthy adult hip pain are hip muscle or ligament strains, bursitis, tendinitis, or osteoarthritis, the last one generally in older adults. There are more medically serious causes of hip pain, so persistent hip pain should always be examined by a physician. You can treat muscle strains with heat and rest, bursitis and tendinitis with ice and rest, osteoarthritis with alternating heat and ice and rest, and all of them with osteopathic treatment. Osteopathy, as practiced by osteopathic physicians who are specialists in osteopathic manual medicine, can relieve the initial pain and symptoms and make a real difference in helping to optimize structure and function in the hips, and therefore in resolving and preventing hip pain issues with gentle, precise, hands-on work. Well, that is really all we have time for today. Thank you so much for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Remember, you can email us your comments and suggestions for topics to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and would like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, our office is located in Sharon, Connecticut. Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman, Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, Monday to Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m. Meanwhile, I'll be looking forward to being with you next time, every other Friday at 12:30 and Sunday evenings at 5:30. Take care of yourself, enjoy your health, and thank you for listening.